on this episode of American Chopper.
Oh. 156 feet down. It's just a half minute ride.
You don't have to say that.
OCC goes underground and out of control as they build a bike for Howe Caverns.
Jason, back up! Back the f*** up!
Junior continues to map out his future.
You know, I think there's some kind of misconception throughout the shop that I've quit working for OCC to open a clothing boutique.
I can't believe that's the road he went, though.
It's just not cool.
That's cool.
You know, I'm going to continue to work here as a consultant. But once I get my business off the ground, I'm walking away from OCC for good.
But as things get underway, Junior gets distracted.
Are we going to take that window out in the back so he could throw all that out? Okay.
And gets called out by Senior.
If the tables are turned and I was working for you and I was on the phone all the time, you probably wouldn't appreciate that neither.
In the spirit of the build, Mikey learns there may be ghosts loose in the shop.
Is that thing?
That's the ghost.
And decides to go hunting.
Help!
Oh, sorry.
And as the bike begins to take shape, Junior reaches out to his father.
I just want to be on the same page because, you know, they just don't want it to be bad, that's all.
You know, you do your thing, I do my thing, that's fine.
Skinner, what's going on?
What are you doing?
Nada. What are you doing? I'm just hanging out, reading.
Father sent me here.
Uh-huh.
And he wants you to work on the Howe Caverns bike.
Wait, why is he sending you here? What does he want me to do?
Maybe as a mediator? Are you guys not getting along right now or something? Or?
No, I mean, not that I know of, that I can tell.
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to call you.
You know, I don't know why my father sent Mikey. I didn't think we were having any kind of major falling out. I don't know. I really don't know if pride gets in the way sometimes or what it is. But, you know, obviously Michael showed up and he is the bearded messenger. I think that's fine. I mean, we had a minor discussion about paying me to come back as a consultant. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, I'll do that. I mean, I got a ton of things going on, but, you know, I could always use a few more bucks, so
sure.
If they want to pay me to come back as a consultant, then sure, I'll definitely do that.
You know, I think ultimately, Paulie coming back to work even as a consultant could wind up being sort of a catastrophe. My father and brother just can't get along. I hope they get along, and I hope things can work out, but I don't see it really working out.
So, I'll do it. We'll just have to figure out what it entails and make sure we're clear on what's going on. I think a consulting agreement could be kind of good. The main thing is that I'd be able to come and go as I please, obviously, as well as when it's time to stop building bikes, I can kind of go and do what it is that I really want to do.
Are you looking to start your own business?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on that right now. I got some irons in the fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fun. It's exciting because, you know, it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. And, you know, the boutique thing is kicked off. Rachel's handling all that. That's her baby, and, you know, it's good because I have some really cool stuff that I'm going to be doing. You know, you never know. I mean, I think me and my father could work together on this. Yeah, I'll do it. We'll have to figure out the particular details, but I don't mind coming in as a consultant, and I'd be happy to go to Howe Caverns.
I'll pass the word along.
All right, thank you, Michael. I'm willing to give it a shot. You know, it's not going to hurt me, and it's not going to change my direction. So I think overall it could be a good experience. Drive safely.
All right, well.
My bearded messenger.
Just came down at Howe Caverns. It's an underground cave system in upstate New York. You know, we're going to be doing a bike for these guys, and this is a little quite different than the usual R&D. I'm claustrophobic, so I'm not too crazy about these kind of places. How you doing?
Welcome to Howe Caverns, gentlemen.
Hi,
good to see you. How you guys doing today?
Real good.
It's a lot warmer in the cave than it is outside.
I guess so.
I'm Jeff.
Brisk out there.
I'm Jeff. I'll be your guide today.
I actually was here probably about 20 years or so ago, and I came down the elevator and went right back up the elevator. But I don't know. I'm going to try and hang it out and see how it goes. But if it gets a little crazy, I'm heading back to the elevator pronto.
Going down.
Here we go.
Going down.
Oh,
it's 156 feet down. It's just a half minute ride.
You don't have to say that.
Lester Howe discovered the caverns back in 1842, and he gave tours right up until 1880s. Right out this way?
Oh, boy. Better not be in those narrow passages, I'll tell you that right now.
Basically, the entire bike's going to be about, like, bones and, like, Halloween and kind of the spooky, eerie side of the cave.
Well, it's going to be dark in here, too, you know?
I think my father has passed on his claustrophobia to me, so I'm not really crazy about it. I can tell he's not either, but I think we're going to try and tough it out, as long as it doesn't get too close.
The cave was all carved out by water millions of years ago, and what's left of the water source that was responsible for carving the cave out is down with the railing there that's called the River Styx, named after the river in Greek mythology that flowed through hell.
Great.
Lester supposedly saw his cows on a hot spring day standing on around a clump of bushes, and thinking this was rather peculiar, he went up there to investigate, and upon closer examination, there was the crevice which led into the cave.
Did he go into that crevice?
Yeah, he...
Did he sneak into the crevice?
He went back and got an oil lantern and came into the cave. Now, no lights, no walks, just with an oil torch. Each day, exploring a little bit farther until he had explored a mile of passageway. And then he started to give tours.
All right, let's get on with this deal, right? Because right. I want to be out of here more than I want to be here.
I'm not claustrophobic at all. I've been here before on a trip with my mother, my sister, and my father. I'm very surprised to see he hasn't hightailed yet. And I think he's going to make it.
The next stop would probably be the best part of the whole cave is the winding way, and that will take us right to the elevators.
Awesome. You know, it seems like the older I get, the more adventurous I get, and this is another one of my things that I said I'd never do. So, for me, it's an accomplishment.
Now, just like Lester Howe, you should lead the way through the...
You better bring Lester back from the dead, because that's the only way.
You're getting him in that hole.
Absolutely. If he does come
should
back,
at least
I'll
give
go
it
in
a
there.
Try. Just give it the.
Just go for it, man.
The tour went good until we got into some kind of lemon squeeze situation. Get the hell out of here, man. You better back up. Where's it come out?
It'll open up eventually.
Does this take us to the elevator?
You think it could always
Where does this take us to?
Nobody's answered.
Pack it back up. It was bad enough being down here in the cavern where there's kind of an opening, but once you get in that tight area and there's people building up behind me, I just went into a panic mode.
Sweet.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Junior and Senior started kind of freaking out, and I thought it'd be kind of funny just to stand there and not move because they were kind of being babies.
Hey, let me get by. Okay.
Hey, back contracts. Up with the camera!
You're back up!
Jason, back
they're
up!
Serious. My knee.
Punch him right in the face. It's all fun and games. That water bottle came in handy, huh?
Oh, man.
I guess that got someone's attention.
Well.
It's gorgeous down here. The history behind it is phenomenal. And they really did a nice job with the place. But unfortunately, it's not for me. It was cool, though.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Thanks for coming.
Great.
And I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Great for us, guys.
Wonderful.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
All right, so what do we got?
We're going to go over the plans and see what you all decided on, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want us to change.
Okay.
We're open for suggestions.
Well, out of these three, we like this one right here. You know, meeting with the designers today was really good. We got to talk about the layout for the first floor, as well as the layout for the second floor and what we were going to do with the front of the building.
This is just to give you an idea.
Yeah, that's nice.
Color scheme, feel, overall feel.
You know, we could probably even do nice sills up here. I mean, little...
Like stone?
Yeah, like stone in here.
Mark did that in some of his...
Yeah.
Paul and I both had a lot of ideas for this building. The visual that we got today on the plans really brought everything to life. We could see how the face was going to be, have the entrance, where we could put the desk, where we could put the dressing rooms, the back room, everything. So to see it all on paper, it really brought it all together. Like, I think this will fit in Montgomery, but still stand out on
right.
the street.
Yeah. Right. You know, Paul and Rachel are pretty creative and have a good vision. So they've both been pretty good with their ideas, and everything seems to be doable that they want to do.
It's exciting to see it in color.
Yeah.
Gives you a better flavor for it.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as this goes, this is definitely the one we're going to go with. You know, the ideas they brought were really good. They had a glass the front end. Basically, the overall look of the building. Really more of a practical layout, you know. You only have so much area space you're working with, especially with a small old building like this. So they were able to take measurements and really figure out where to put everything in proportion to the scale of the building. Can we keep these? Or you
sure.
guys?
Okay. Sure.
You want to take these, huh? Next step is we got to take out a fireplace down in the basement. After the basement, we're gutting this whole place. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's quite a bit of room up here, huh?
Mm-hmm. After meeting with the architects today, we decided to come upstairs and kind of discuss what we were going to do with the upstairs.
It's a good space up here. Maybe we can even extend out the back of this.
It's a lot bigger now that it's open.
For me, I think it'd be nice to have another income up here, maybe do a rental. And then I thought, you know, I really need a place to be able to operate out of. This would be a great, especially if we raise the roof, this would be a great office space for me.
Yeah.
And I could do what I have to do, and then I don't have to do it at the house. It's kind of stinks working out of your house, and obviously I don't want to be in the shop doing anything. So this may be a perfect start for an office space for me, or for me to start a business out of.
Would it be enough room for you?
I think at least initially,
I mean,
get me started.
Closed up.
I mean, if I put the cathedral at the ceilings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, man, you could have a nice...
I think that's what we should do.
Make a nice office slash... little business area. I can set some computers up in here. And could even put a couch in here with a TV and just have like a cool hangout area, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think it's better than making it an apartment.
Rachel's going to have the boutique downstairs, and I have this whole upstairs available. So why make it into an apartment and rent it out and deal with a headache when I can just make it my office space and I own everything? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, turn it into an office, and it'll be nice. I could do whatever I have to do out of here. I don't have to deal with being at the house or anywhere else for that matter, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, let's get out of here.
Hello, Norm.
Hi, sir. How are you, sir?
Okay.
What's new? What's happening?
Same old stuff.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well... Word has it that you've seen ghosts.
Creepy things have been kind of happening to me a lot lately, especially after moving into this building. The strangest thing that has happened to me was in the conference room, so I would really like to figure out what that was, if we can. I was here late at night trying to fix a couple of things, and I was on one end of the conference room, and then one of the door handles, which is spring-loaded, unlatched. And it just sounded like someone suddenly released the door handle and the door shut. So I stuck my head out of the conference room and the lights weren't on, so the motion sensor didn't pick up anything. And no one was in the building, so I kind of hurried out and left the building. That's the thing that spooked me out the most.
Really?
Because I'm always here by myself. Late at night.
I've recently learned that there's an old burial ground next to the shop from the 1800s, and I'm wondering if that has anything to do with what I experienced.
Listen, this whole ghost business needs to be put to an end, or it needs to keep going. Either way, we need to see the face of the ghost, or at least feel its presence.
I'd rather not. I'd rather get some answers.
Okay, maybe we can get some answers, too. You know, who knows? Who knows what kind of rocks we could turn over? But I'll tell you this. We can get to the bottom with a good old-fashioned ghost hunting.
I am hip on that idea. I don't know if OCC is truly haunted, but I have my suspicions, and I would actually like to find out if it actually is.
All right. I'll see you in a bit.
Where are we doing it?
in that room, in the boiler room.
Today I'm down in the basement of the shop with Mikey. I've been making furniture on the side here. We're finally at the point where we build all the tables, and now what we're doing is the finish touch, which is putting a polyurethane on it. When you pour the stuff, if it gets bubbles, you got to do this. You got to,
So it's you creme brulee it.
Kinda.
This isn't a bad job. I mean, we're away from everybody, which is nice.
What happens when we pour this on here?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna roll right over the edges.
It's kind of quiet, aside from the machinery that keeps kicking on down here and sounding like it's gonna explode. Does anybody come in here?
No, not really.
Whoop!
This here, though, once I start mixing it, this stuff sets up pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, dude. You pour it on there so it gets a nice, thick, hard coat, and somebody has to actually clean the bottom as it over, as it drapes over, and that's pretty much what Mikey's giving me a hand with.
They should probably have little dry pans for this.
This is probably not the professional way of doing it.
I really want to get the edges because I'm running out. That'll run.
Oh, man, you gotta get the...
It'll get it. It'll get in there.
When it gets hard, it dries as hard as a rock, so you got to be careful of what you have it attached to, because it'll stay there.
Right?
Yeah, I think we got it.
I'm not sure what's going to happen as far as finishing this piece on time for his client.
Easy. Make sure you get it all, though.
I'm kind of interested to grill him once the tables are actually finished about who this quote-unquote client really is. Because we all know it's him.
All right, Mike.
Jason, how are you, sir? 18.
What's up, dog?
What's up, buddy?
You got something cool?
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Howe Caverns, man. The whole theme of the bike is half dead.
Half dead.
Yeah, zombies. Half dead. We got a full 3D rib cage going over top of a haymaker gas tank.
This morning we got working on the Howe Caverns bike. We're gonna be doing some really intricate, some aluminum work we're going to do on it. Jim's going to be making up some ribs that are actually going to go over the gas tank, which should be pretty cool.
What we're going to do with the ribs is each one of those is going to be individually machined, kind of like a horseshoe with a vertebrae and a rib coming off of it.
All right, well, I'm going to go get a cart and go downstairs and get all the parts we need. I don't know. It was to the hammer.
You gotta be kidding me. Hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. I thought it was water. I swear.
Senior and Mikey were down here earlier putting some polyurethane on Senior's tabletops. I guess it didn't occur to them to put any kind of like drop cloths down on the floor. Senior the neat freak? Look at this. Yeah, this is a mess he made.
It's always in the shop telling everybody.
This here is very thick polyurethane.
How do you get the boxes off the floor? That's the question.
Oh, man.
Come down here like a little kid playing with Play-Doh and flung everywhere. For the compressed disc.
Apparently, Junior has agreed to come back to work on the bike as a consultant, which is really good because he definitely has a good eye for this. I just hope we can actually make it through the build without any blow-ups.
And what's the theme here? It's old Howe?
Yeah, it's all just like, he wants like a lot of Halloween-ish, kind of scary, gory, stalagmite, bats, snakes.
So pretty much on the Howe Caverns bike this afternoon, Rick and those guys got it in a rolling chassis, and when I came in, me and Rick started working on a handlebar concept.
You know what would actually be kind of cool?
Put little webs in there or something.
You do like bat wings inside there because you got the bat mirrors.
Or we could do a web in there and just make it like, you know, like a natural web. Just to make it look like creepy looking, you know what I mean?
They'd have to be shorter.
I enjoy the creative process, so it's really nice to be back in the shop working with Rick. But, you know, in the back of my head, I'm always thinking about the next move outside of OCC. And, you know, the sooner I make that move, the better off I'll be.
Now, what are you going to do?
I was just going to put, like, 20-degree bumps in them.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
That's better.
I think we came up with something definitely different and original, which is tough with handlebars because we built at least 1 million pairs. I think it's going to be a fairly good-looking bar because it's like webbing the two together where you're joining this. We've never done that before.
Tomorrow, we should be able to finish up the handlebars. Other than that, we should be able to get the bike all wrapped up and tore down.
Cool.
Very good.
Sounds good to me, man. Let's do it. I think it's going to be really nice.
How you doing? This is Paul. If you leave your name and number, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Junior, hey, it's Rick. Just wondering where you're at. Give me a call back, all right? He's not answering his phone, so I'm just gonna work.
You can't wait. You can't wait.
That's all we gotta do. We gotta get this thing done. So. I don't know how much he's gonna be a part of it. It's just annoying.
I don't know what
the time it is. With everything that's gone down between Junior and Senior in the past couple months, I thought they reached some kind of agreement where Junior was back on like some kind of project by project basis. But you know what? Here it is. It's 8 o'clock and Junior's nowhere around.
Sorry he ain't here, dude. It sucks.
Oh, well, you know what? Like I said, I heard him last night say he was going to be here like between 7 and 7:30. So.
Guess that's what happens when you're a superstar.
Yo, homie. What happened to you?
When?
What time is it?
Oh, well, you know, happens.
You know, I got held up on the way in this morning, and I think Rick was a little PO'd. But we're just about there with these handlebars, so I'm not too worried about it.
That one's done. You gotta let that cool down. Hot stuff.
What's up, Frank?
Yeah, listen, I need that dumpster dumped.
Okay. Well, they're still gutting the place into things full.
I just don't want them standing around when I'm paying them, you know?
Are we gonna take that window out in the back so he could throw all that out? Okay.
Of course, just after Junior got here, he got a call about the boutique that him and Rachel are opening. You know, and whatever, you know, that's fine. Yeah, you know, but we're just so close on these bars, it would just be really great to get these things done.
All right, cool. Sounds good, thanks. Thanks, Frank. Bye.
That's gonna be relatively close, man.
Wow.
It's gonna look good?
Yeah. It's kind of low.
It is, right?
You know what? If you want to cut this end off where we need it to be cut, let's put an end in there. I'll get the dummy throttle thing.
I think it's worth it, man.
Yeah, let's just do that.
It looks good.
Yeah?
I think so. I think it's a cool look.
This is the baddest bars to come out of here in a while, bud.
They look good, right?
Yes, they do.
Since the paint job on this bike is going to be out of control, I want to give Rob plenty of time to get it right. So we're breaking down the bike and getting the tins right to him. And meanwhile, Jim's going to get to work machining the rib cage for the gas tank. Let's get this beast off here.
Slip it and ship it.
Maybe you're supposed to put...
Can you come in here for a minute, please?
For me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm kind of having a problem, like, with you being on the phone all the time. You know, I've been having a real time with Paulie lately because he's on the phone most of the day. It really doesn't matter who he's talking to. It's kind of like my dime. You know, we made an agreement. I mean, if you think about
it. Here's the thing. I mean, I just have other things going on, you know?
Yeah, but
I don't really...
I can appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? But the thing of it is that, you know, if the tables were turned and I was working for you and I was on the phone all the time, you probably wouldn't appreciate that neither.
Well, I think that with the price that we agreed on, it was understood that it was going to be a very free situation. And that was the reason why I'm doing it for such a low amount of money.
That's not the agreement that we had.
Well, that's the way I understood it. Because otherwise, I don't really want to do bikes. I would just assume I got so many other things going on.
Then don't do them. But I'm not going to pay you to be out there on the phone.
Right, but I feel like I'm doing it just to try and help the situation out.
You're not, though. You're making it worse. You're making it worse on me and everybody else.
You know, these conversations with my father are getting really old, and I'm just sick of having them. The economy's in the crapper right now, and working here at OCC on a consulting basis is a way for me to generate income. In the meantime, I'm really focusing on my own projects outside the shop. What I'm telling you is
that if you're getting paid and there is an agreement upon you getting paid whatever the amount of money is, then you need to be out there working, doing your job and not doing your other job. You just can't pick up the phone every time you want to pick up the phone, and you just can't leave every time. If that's the case, then we need to either figure out something or you have to figure it out.
When we made our deal, that I would be able to do what I had to do and still be able to work it in here.
Why would I make a decision like that?
Listen, I do have calls. I am building a building. I got a lot of stuff going on right now.
That's fine.
So I have to be able to answer the phone during the course of a business
day. No, you need to conduct your business, okay, just like anybody else does. You need to make arrangements to work whatever your business is away from my business.
Yeah, there's no amount of money in the world worth this conversation to me at this stage of my life.
You know what? Then do what you got to do.
I will.
Do what you got to do.
Thank you.
You know, the way it kind of left off is, you know, he wasn't happy about the conversation. Basically, he doesn't want to be here and go do his own thing. And again, that's fine with me. I just have to know where I stand.
What's going on?
Just, what do you think's going on, man? The usual bullcrap.
Paulie came out of the office, and I just asked him, you know, what was going on or what his plans are, or just to see what the hell these guys are doing. And, you know, I'm really just trying to get a feel for what's going on here.
I got things that I want to do, you know? I mean, I want to open a design company on my own, something that I'm passionate about. You know, I've been thinking about starting my own design company for the longest time, and based on the conversation I just had with my father, you know, I think now's the time to start it up. You know, I'm going to continue to work here as a consultant, but once I get my business off the ground, I'm walking away from OCC for good. Just get through the next few, and then eventually be able to kind of step away, and then he could do whatever, you know, hire a lookalike or something like that. I don't know what he wants. Maybe a big paper cutout of me that he could throw darts at or something, but, yeah, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, well, it's understandable.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, well, hey, take care. Talk to you soon.
Earlier on in the day today, Storm told me that there were probably ghosts here. So tonight, I met him here, and we're going to hunt ghosts.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Come on over. For this little endeavor, I called in a little favor from a good friend of mine, and I got a ghost hunting kit.
That's heavy stuff.
It's my kind of stuff.
Watch this. Right? The hand, and then your hand leaves heat.
That's kind of scary. It's not going away.
That's how you get a ghost. Inside of the ghost hunting case kit, there was a video camera with an infrared lens.
Got night vision?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get all Paris Hilton on me, are you?
Mikey brought some cool high-tech gadgets that we could use, so being a nerd, it was fun to play with that stuff.
These are our weapons, and I think in order to really kind of look this whole place over, we got to cut the lights, because ghosts do not like light.
Let's go do it. I'm hoping maybe that there aren't any ghosts here, but I still have my reservations about it.
This cuts all the lights.
I think so. Do it.
I'm scared.
Me too.
Well, you're the one who's had the experience, so you lead. I'll be right behind you with an axe.
Well, down here, it was by Ron's office. I'll show you where I was.
You know, to be perfectly honest, I really don't like being here at night. It's a very large building. It is built on a burial ground, and I really would never come here in a million years by myself.
It's kind of like right here.
Be right here?
Although, you know, the more I think about it, there might have been a reflection of something.
Oh, look at that.
What is that thing?
That's the ghost.
Oh.
It's a man studying a football. I'd say the most useful tools in our little kit were the home video camera with an infrared lens, and also the thermo readout camera, which really proved to help us, especially in the dark.
You want to go upstairs and check out the second sighting? If we have to.
Yeah?
I'm actually kind of scared about that.
Are you really?
That one really creeped me out. Going into the conference room kind of made me uneasy. I was kind of scared about it.
All right. Now give me the play-by-play.
All right. So
where were you?
I was here.
Okay, you were over here?
Yes. I was here.
Sitting at this workplace here. You know, Storm was really spooked, especially when we went into the conference room where he had the interaction with the ghost. So he says,
I do get a funny feeling right here. I have a funny feeling if I don't get home soon, my girlfriend's gonna leave me.
You have that feeling too?
To be honest, when I was in there, I really didn't feel anything, but I didn't want to let Storm down, so I just kind of went with it.
Help!
I almost dropped it.
Help us!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Your side clear.
Clear.
We didn't really find much. We kind of horsed around like we normally do. I think they're locked.
Never mind. Never mind.
I'm glad that we didn't find anything. Just kind of puts my nerves at rest.
That's enough for tonight.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's just go. All right. Ugh. We're good.
Yeah, let's get some. Can you get that other bolt sticking through?
Yep. At least get that one started.
Working on Hal Cavers today. Still don't have the rib cage gas tank, but we got the rest of the bike done. It's getting down to the wire. The bike has to be unveiled this weekend, and I think we're just waiting on the stuff to be cleared.
That's it, man. Those bars are never going anywhere.
You know, since we're sort of under the gun on this one, I guess I just assumed my father would be here. But lately, it seems like whenever I'm here to help out, he's busy doing something else.
So let me ask you a question. Every time I'm here, my father's not here. Is it just me? Is he here and then when I show up, he disappears?
No, you know, like the other day, he wasn't here all day. You weren't here all day. You came here, then he came here, and then he was just being weird.
He was being weird, you think, because I was here?
Yeah.
Like, in what way?
He just gets that way.
He just gets weird?
I don't even hold on it.
Maybe it's better that way.
Maybe it is better that way.
Yeah. It's, you know what, it's a lot nicer around the shop.
Ooh. It is nicer around the shop without him, ain't it? Not to say that it's a bad thing, but I think he needs time away from the shop or something.
It's just the whole... It makes the attitude better in the shop when...
It goes a little smoother.
When people aren't screaming at each other.
I mean, I hope people don't think I like to fight. Because I really don't like to fight. I mean, I don't mind having a discussion, but I don't like to have blowouts. I just don't. I certainly don't like to get personal about things. I mean, you know... And, you know, I gotta watch myself because he'll get personal fast, and then I tend to go that way... After following him in...
I know, it's weird. Like, you hear a lot of fans are always saying, like, oh, you know, I work with my family. I can relate like that. And it's just like, man, really? There's a lot of other people.
To that level,
there's
I
a lot of other
so.
People
think,
like that.
I think people could relate to dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
But there's levels of it, no question about it. Oh, I'm dysfunctional. Everybody's dysfunctional out there. Everybody has that in their family.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason it is, he's got a thing where... You know, it always goes from 0 to 10. It's never like a little argument, and then we agree to disagree. If you don't agree with them, then watch out, because you'll be missing body parts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you see how it is.
You know, I can't figure out why my father and I could never seem to see eye to eye. We've always had our disagreements, but it seems like we've always gotten past it. Somehow it's different now, and you know, I just want to focus on starting my own company so that I could get out from under his thumb.
Listen, at the end of the day, it shouldn't be so hard. This experience should be a phenomenally enjoyable experience. You know what the problem is he's so competitive with me.
Mm-hmm.
In particular me.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And
is it because of him getting, you know, in his latter year, up in his age?
I think that there's some situations going on with him that he just, look, I love him to death, but I think he struggles with things that have nothing to do with me. And somehow, it ends up having something to do with me.
The fact is, it's time for me to start planning my life after OCC. I mean, I'm happy to help out here from time to time, but I got my own stuff going on. And for right now, that's what's most important to me.
I'm doing my own thing. I'm still working with OCC, but I got my own thing going on. I'm working on, you know, I really want to do some design stuff. I mean, come on.
Hey, Dad, this is Paul. Do me a favor. When you get a chance, give me a call back. I'd like to see if you want to meet me out. I just want to talk to you about a few things. Maybe you can meet me down at the town park in Montgomery. All right? Thanks.
I'm here at a park in Montgomery waiting for my father to show up. You know, I just want to talk to my father, clear the air about the conversation we had in his office the other day. You know, I pretty much just want to explain to him what I'm doing. I understand where he's coming from, but I also need to explain to him where I'm coming from and what I got going on. And also that, you know, eventually I'm not going to be able to work on bikes. What's going on?
What's up?
I just wanted to talk to you about the, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a fight, the conversation we had the other day. You know, I just feel like I got to let you know what's going on, and I know we made an agreement for me to, you know, do some consulting work, and I think that could work out fine, and I'll continue to do that, but, you know, I just want to be clear with you on what I'm doing. As far as the building goes, you know, the boutique is Rachel. She's doing that. I'm in it for the investment of the building. And my intention is to start a design company. And I think I'm going to put my office upstairs in the building. You know, I think there's some kind of misconception throughout the shop that I've quit working for OCC to open a clothing boutique, which is really ridiculous. My real goal here is to create a design company. That's what I'm passionate about. That's what excites me. And, you know, I can't think of a better thing for me to do at this stage of my life.
I love what I do, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not really looking to do anything else in life. You know, you got to figure out what you want to do in life. And you know as well as I do, if you're not happy in what you're doing, then don't be there, you know?
No, I agree. Mean?
Yeah, listen, you know, I'm a father. And you always want well for your children, you know? And so, you know, the best thing that could happen is that he's successful in what he does.
I mean, just as far as the bikes go, I'm going to keep doing them until this thing takes off and gets to be too full-time, and then I may have to not be as involved. But, you know, I think all the way through, we could always do things together, and I don't think it has to be a bad thing at all, you know what I mean?
Business is business, and outside the business is the relationship, and I think that's the biggest problem we've always had. We've never been able to make both of them work. So it's 20 years, you know what I mean? It's 20 years that you've been working with me, and it's time to jump out of the nest, you know what I mean?
I think it is. So. I mean, look, you know what I love. I love design. That's what I love. And it doesn't have to be anything in particular, but, you know, the idea of just working and having my own design company and not having to worry about, you know, when I'm coming and when I'm going and what I'm doing, and I can take as much time as I need to be creative.
You know, it's not as simple as people think to be successful in business. I've been in business 38 years. And, you know, to establish what you want to establish takes a lot of sacrifice. You know, hopefully his work ethics will change, because it's totally different than working for somebody. It's harder to walk away from it. No, I think it's the separation of business and family is what's most important. And
that's, yeah, exactly.
And that's, you know, I think that's probably the direction it's going in. You know, you do your thing, I do my thing, and that's fine. You know what I mean? So I wish you all luck, and if I knew you were going to do what you're doing, I would have painted your room.
I'm not.
I would have painted your room pink instead of blue. I knew I made a mistake there.
That's funny. I appreciated that.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, throw the dog in the river.
All right, I love you.
All right, love you too.
Come on, buddy. You know, my ultimate goal is to launch Paul Jr. Designs. I'm willing to put everything I have into it and, you know, essentially continue doing what I was doing for OCC, only for myself.
Major design features on this Hauk Averns bike is the rib cage that goes around the gas tank.
Look at all those lovely vertebrae.
The guys from Hauk Averns wanted to commemorate the fact that animals go to the cave to die. So Jason laid some vertebrae down the backside of the gas tank, and then ribs wrapping around the gas tank. And then we'll do the paint job underneath still with the zombified, half-skeleton, half-live animals in the cave kind of ghosted into the background underneath the rib cage.
Today we're wrapping up assembly on the Hauk Averns bike. We finally got the tank back from the painter, so the first thing I'm gonna do is get those ribs on. Rob's paint job on the ribs really brought them to life. He added all these small cracks to the paint that really gave him a creepy cool look.
What's up, rib cage man?
What's going on, Ribbert? I'm getting hungry just looking at this stuff.
Looking good, they all go on okay?
Hey, so far so good, they're perfect.
Very cool.
That's pretty good looking. It's pretty creepy, man.
Yeah, it is, isn't
it's
it?
It's like a Halloween bike more than anything, I think.
This is definitely one of the freakiest bikes that's come out of OCC. And I can't wait to see the looks on the faces of the guys from Hauk Averns when we unveil the bike to them tomorrow. See the bike or what?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So in a minute, my father's going to be coming up here. We built a bike for Hauk Averns, so we thought it'd be fitting to actually come out from what seems to be our cavern down here. And, you know, it was a great project.
And when you see the bike, you'll see what I mean. We did a little twist to it, and it was an excellent experience. It really was. We really enjoyed ourselves. So here comes Paul Sr.
Look at that. Look at that.
We unveiled the Howe Cavern bike today, and we actually brought it up out of the cavern that we have downstairs. But I thought it was a really cool unveil. There's tons and tons of people here. There's a lot of cool things to this bike. Jim Quinn did a lot of machining and stuff on his bike, so he'd be the best to go over the bike and explain everything. Jim, tell him a little bit about the bike.
All right, so the guys from Howe Caverns came in, and they told us the kind of theme they wanted to go with.
My first impression was it was just amazing. The ribs, the skull, just the whole presentation of the bike itself is, I think, a standout piece.
Told us some stories about Lester Howe, how he used to go down into the caverns and play his violin.
The work that was done, the depiction of the history of the cave with Lester Howe and the cow finding the cave, I just can't say enough about it. I'm still in shock.
The grips are a pretty unique feature on this bike. If you ever go to Howe Caverns, I don't know that anybody's been there, they are the Chinese pagoda. It's one of the most famous stalactites they have in the cave. We got some flow stone in the bodywork on the air cleaner there. We got some nice bat wheels that Jason designed. As usual, Rick, Lee, Mike Amorati on the fabrication, another great job. So this is it, the Howe Caverns bike.
Yeah! Let's hear it for the Howe Cavern guys. Come on, you can do better than that.
You know, overall, this bike came out phenomenal. The guys from Howe Cavern seemed to love it, and I'm pretty proud of everything that went into it, too.
Again, I'd like to thank Orange County Choppers. Great job. Thanks a lot, guys.
And I'd like to say that if you haven't been to Howe Caverns in great upstate New York, you need to come up and see us and go down under. We're the envy of the show cave industry across the United States. We're the first cave to have such a treat to have in our lobby, and we just can't thank you enough, and we're just so pleased to accept this.
You know, the owners were here. They seem to be very happy. They were very happy, and we're very happy, too.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for coming out. You guys are heroes. I mean, staying out in the hot sun and everything, it takes a lot, but we really appreciate your guys' fans and everything, and the day's just starting, so let's have a good time. No, come on, get in the picture. Come on. Get in here.
You got that. There we go.
So much. Thank you.